Part C. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several short talks. After each talk, you will hear some questions. The talks and the questions will not be repeated. After you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your test book and choose the best answer. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Here is an example. On the recording, you hear, "Listen to an instructor talk to his class about bumblebees."
The familiar black and yellow bumblebee is often found in fields of red clover. It is the only bee with a tongue long enough to fertilize this plant, so it is impossible to raise red clover where there are no bumblebees. Like the queen wasp, the queen bee is the only member of her colony that lives through the winter. She starts a new colony in her underground nest every spring by laying from 400 to 1,000 eggs in wax cells or combs. Bumblebees also produce honey. Their nests are often dug up and the contents eaten by bears, mice, and other animals.
Now listen to a sample question. Why is it impossible to raise red clover where there are no bumblebees? In your test book, you read, A. Only bumblebees can fertilize red clover plants. B. Bumblebees protect red clover from plant-eating insects. C. Bumblebees bring water to red clover plants on their tongues. D. Bumblebees keep mice and other animals away from red clover plants. The best answer to the question, why is it impossible to raise red clover where there are no bumblebees, is A. Only bumblebees can fertilize red clover plants. Therefore, the correct choice is A. Now listen to another sample question. According to the speaker, in what way are the queen wasp and the queen bee similar? In your test book, you read, A. They both make honey. B. They both build combs. C. Both of them are found in underground nests. D. They both live through the winter. The best answer to the question, according to the speaker, in what way are the queen wasp and the queen bee similar, is D. They both live through the winter. Therefore, the correct choice is D. Remember, you are not allowed to take notes or write in your test book. Go on to Part C. Now we will begin Part C with the first talk. Questions 39 through 42. Listen to part of a lecture given by a business professor.
Well, I guess that's it for today's discussion on advertising as an important aspect of marketing. Next week, I'd like to move away from marketing and into distribution, that is, the chain of movement of goods from their sources, often factories, to their final destinations, us, the consumers. For that discussion, you'll need to read Chapter 5 in your text. Make sure you read it carefully. We may have a short quiz on it at the beginning of our next class. As you are reading Chapter 5, pay careful attention to the differences and similarities between wholesalers and retailers. They are the most important middlemen in the chain of distribution of goods and services, and it's crucial for you to understand the roles they play in getting goods from factories to consumers. Oh, and one last thing. Don't forget to leave today's homework on my desk as you leave the classroom. I'll take a look at it this week and get it back to you at our next class meeting.
Number 39. What was the topic of today's earlier discussion? Number 40. According to the speaker, what is distribution? Number 41. What might happen at the beginning of the next class? Number 42. What would the speaker like the students to think carefully about when doing their assigned reading? Questions 43 through 46. Listen to a talk given by a museum guide.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Sam Connor, and I'll be your guide through the first wing of the exhibits this morning. Before we start out, let me give you some orientation to the museum itself. First of all, we have the central gallery, which is used for special exhibitions that change frequently. Then, to our right, is the entrance to the art gallery, which also contains the museum research library. This library is available for extensive research assistance for our patrons by appointment. To our left is the Firearms Museum, which you can see is still partially under construction and unfortunately not open for a visit this morning. Directly ahead, through the garden area, is the Indian Museum, of which we are extremely proud. We are thought to have the most complete collection of Indian art and artifacts in this part of the United States. The youngsters will surely enjoy the Teepee Hall, a replica of an 1890 Sioux camp. You may enter the teepees, but do not touch the exhibits. I'm sorry to announce that there will be a brief delay in our tour due to the many school visits at this time of year. Please visit our gift shop or stroll through the sculpture garden while we are waiting. The tour should begin in 15 minutes.
Number 43. What can be found in the central gallery? Number 44. Why can't the tour visit the Firearms Museum? Number 45. Which exhibit area is the museum best known for? Number 46. Why was the tour delayed? Questions 47 through 50. Listen to a radio talk about safety procedures during a storm.
Nearly everyone knows that during a storm, one should not seek shelter under a tree. Tall trees actually attract lightning. The tree is a poor conductor of electricity, and its resistance can force part of the current to flash out at any person or object near it. On the other hand, steel buildings, trains, and automobiles provide good paths to the ground for the electricity and are well insulated. They usually provide safe shelters during an electrical storm. Fishermen and those engaged in water sports should head for land when a storm approaches. Boats are common targets for lightning, and round flashes of lightning which look like fire are sometimes seen around ships, airplanes, steeple clocks, and tall trees. Because lightning occurs so frequently, outdoorsmen especially should know the following safety rules. Rule number one, during a storm, get indoors if at all possible. Rule number two, never stay on a bicycle or horse or hold a metal object such as a fishing rod, shovel, or golf club in your hand. Rule number three, if you are caught outdoors, lie down or stay on low ground or in a ditch if possible. And rule number four, stay away from a body of water, and if you are swimming, get out of the water immediately.
Number 47. What is the purpose of this talk? Number 48. According to the speaker, why isn't it a good idea to stand near a tall tree during a thunderstorm? Number 49. Why are trains and automobiles usually safe places to be during storms? Number 50. What should you do if you can't get indoors during a storm?